Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to No Ordinary Psychic Radio with the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson and Ruby's Fire. Per New York laws, this service is provided for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantees are implied or stated. You must be 18 years old to receive a reading and to make any purchases. These readings are not a substitute for professional, legal, financial, medical, or psychiatric advice or care. Please seek the advice of a trained medical doctor about any health concerns. Any decision you make, because of a reading, you do so on your own free will. You release Ruby's Fire, the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson, and No Ordinary Psychic Radio, www.nopr.info, and any guest psychic of the evening of any and all liability resulting from use or misuse of information attained from this show. Readings are subject to the client's interpretation.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to No Ordinary Psychic Radio. I am your host, Ruby Spire, and here with me tonight is the Celtic psychic, Cassandra Larson. Welcome back, Cassandra. How are you feeling?
Much better. I was kind of dead last week.
That's okay. It's good to have you back and back on your, I guess you could say, back on that horse riding that saddle again, and we're good to go for the show tonight, and let's see, I want to remind everybody to, when you have a chance, to check us out at www.nopr.info, and the call-in number is 323-843-6064. Tonight's guest is Kristen Leona. Welcome back, Kristen. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you for having me back. How are you guys this evening?
It's a nice evening here in Texas.
It's a nice
you
evening
said that
here
was
in
a draw.
Indiana, too.
Ruby, you're getting the draw.
The draw? What's
that's
the draw?
What
no, I, oh,
live,
my God.
Yeah. That's what happens when you live in the South.
Let's say that's what happens when you become here a resident for 9 months.
Uh-huh. Live in the South for a little while, that's what happens to you.
All I got to do now is start getting down with the South cooking, and I'll be happy.
Oh,
there you go.
Delicious.
Exactly. Well, we have quite a few questions for you, so I hope you don't mind if we get started right with the questions. Is that okay with you, Kristen?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So here we go. What is your role in the metaphysical community?
Well, my role... let me see here. I'm a psychic, medium, and empath. I write for a magazine called Bel Esprit. I have clients that I do readings for. I don't know if that really is considered a role in the metaphysical community or not. There's a lot of more information about me on my website. It's www.kristenleona.com. And there are several different pages with different links that you can click on to learn more about me. I hope I answered that question. I'm not really sure what role I have.
Well, I'd like to say that usually I ask that question. It kind of takes people off their, like, off their A game, if you will. It's not really a trick question. It's just kind of giving people an idea because, like, you know, when sometimes clients contact us, and they're like, yeah, I'm contacting the psychic, or I'm contacting the medium, or I'm contacting a tarot reader, or my favorite, are you a palm reader? And they don't understand that
so many
people
ask
have,
that, yeah.
Yeah, that there's like multiple levels of different kinds of contacts, or conduits, or different kinds of,
there's often,
you know, things that we do. So I have a habit of turning it into
things.
Yeah, exactly. But I have a habit of basically saying, you know, are you a Jacqueline of all trades? Because that's basically what you described.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, that makes sense.
One of the things that we're having you on the show today particularly for is because you have this ability to read pictures.
Yep.
And so I wanted to know, was this a gift or, you know, talent that was developed through school or through training, or is this something you self-taught yourself?
I've always been able to pick up things from photographs. I assumed everyone else could also, and I was pretty surprised to find out that that was not the case. I had a friend years and years and years ago who really pushed me and, taught me a few things with the reading the photographs sorry, the photographs, and, you know, pushed me, and sometimes I got annoyed with her, but she really did help, and it helped me to have a lot more focus. I felt like I had a lot more control at that point because just the floodgates, and I was feeling really out of control. I had no idea who or what was going to pop up, particularly when I was around water. So when I was able to really, you know, read the photographs, it gave me a sense of control with my abilities.
Okay. When did you, I know you said this was years ago, but when did you first discover you had actual abilities? Like, was this something that started in your childhood or teen years?
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was probably 6 or 7. And the first spirit that I remember seeing was in my grandmother's house. It was a woman, and she would watch me sleep. And I would wake up, and she would be standing there beside my bed watching me. And it scared me to death. And it happened several times. And I would just stare at her, and she would turn around and walk away from me and go through the closet door at the end of my bed. And my sister, my little sister, shared a room with me, and we didn't discuss this until we were adults, but she also saw her. And my son has seen her in the house as well.
Okay.
So surprised.
So that's going to kind of go into the next question that I'm about to ask
you,
and that was, does this ability run in your family? If so, do your kids show signs of these abilities too?
Yeah, it is in my family. Now, we grew up Catholic, so we didn't really talk about things like this that much. But, you know, my mom and her, you know, I know at least one sister, they are sensitive and have intuition, but they, you know, that's something that they don't really discuss. My sister is very sensitive. My children, my son can see spirits, and he, you know, when he's having a conversation with someone, he knows what they're going to say before they actually say it type thing. He's very intuitive. My youngest daughter, she's also very intuitive. I would consider her an empath. She's so in tune with animals that she, as a vegetarian, she will not eat them. And she sees orbs, and she sees energies and things like that. It seems like different people have different abilities, and they can do things. You know, there are all kinds of different things that people can do.
No, exactly. That is a very common thing that I've come across through doing these shows, that a lot of families, you know, they have signs where people in the family are very gifted, or, you know, they have the
right
gift, or they have the touch, if you will, but nobody in
yeah
the family really shares the same ability.
Yeah, they're just different things, and just almost like different varieties of things that people can do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like I said before, this show is basically about what you do, about reading photos and so forth. I know this
mm-hmm
question is going to sound really weird, but do you have a preference? Do you prefer to read pictures of dead people? Not meaning you actually said that you see a dead body, but I mean like somebody who's passed on, or do you prefer to do pictures of people that are alive?
Recently, I kind of like doing mediumship work better than psychic stuff now. And I used to have to have a photograph just to read anybody in general. That's not the case anymore. I can, you know, read alive people just by thinking about them, or, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, if they talk about, you know, grandma or whoever, and they'll come through as well. I prefer the mediumship stuff now in comparison to psychic stuff. So I guess dead people, to answer your question.
No, it's not a problem. I'm
going
to hand
really
the microphone
drawn
over
out, wasn't it?
No, it was fine.
Yay.
Let me over-explain
okay
that.
There's no such thing as over-explaining. Okay, I just want to remind everyone that you can check us out at www.nlpr.info and call in area code 323-843-6064 with comments or past experiences with Kristen, or listen live on the phone, or do all sorts of fun stuff. Yeah. So on with the questions. Can you read more than one person in a picture?
Oh, yes. I can read anything that's in a picture. I can read pets. I can read, pardon me, I've read locations, pictures of houses, things like that. So, sure, whatever's in the picture, yeah, I can read it.
Neat. And not on our preset list, but you mentioned that things happened a bit more when you were near water. What was that about?
Oh, my word, that was like almost like a conduit. excuse me, my throat's trying to close up on me. It just seemed to really kick it into high gear. Pardon me, I'm going to get a drink. But, you know, that if I'm around water, then it just heightens it. Or it used to. Now it doesn't really seem to matter. It's just whenever I think about stuff.
Let's see. You said it, and I'm like, oh, I need to write that down.
Okay. My throat's trying to close up on me, and I'm on the air. That's terrific.
Oh, no. Go grab some water.
Oh, I've got a water bottle. It's not doing anything.
Uh-oh. So, all right. I've got other questions if you can do them.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I just cough here and there. That's okay. Pardon me. Okay.
Don't die on us.
Oh, hopefully not. Good Lord. I'm going to be an old lady when I die. I know that. I'm telling you what.
So the show
I got
turns
stuff
into
to
a
do.
Full mediumship.
Yay!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there anyone famous that you would, or not famous, who would be the most awesome picture to read for?
Now, do you mean the person in the picture or a client wanting me to read someone for them?
Both.
Oh, nice laugh. Oh, my God. I've never thought about that before. Huh. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about that. The clients that I do have, I've got all kinds of different clients, you know, of different occupations, and it's just kind of surprising that, you know, they take my advice and follow it. You know, I have got published authors, doctors, just all kinds of people. So I really don't know. I haven't thought about that before. So I guess I get a big old X on that question.
No, it's still a valid answer. Okay. Oh, so
okay.
What is the best way for people to contact you?
They can go to my website. It's www.kristenleona.com, and there is a link on there. Well, actually, it's a page on the website that it's my contact information. There's, you know, you can send me an email through the webpage, or it also has my email address. So that would be the best way to reach me if you had any questions or, you know, wanted to figure out how to schedule a session or, you know, whatever.
Nifty. What if someone contacted you like tonight or tomorrow for a session, what's the wait time for an appointment with you?
I'm actually off on Thursday. I have another, you know, just daytime job. And my soonest day off is Thursday. So, you know, if someone wanted to contact me Thursday day evening, you know, sometime that day would be the soonest that I would have an appointment available.
Okay. Hear that, people? Thursday.
Thursday. Caller. We can do a phone or a Skype or an email.
Awesome.
You know, whatever they prefer.
Okay. My last question is, do you do in-person events or parties?
Not really. I prefer having just the one-on-one contact with clients. I've done things like that in a gallery type setting, and I'm not real fond of it. I feel like, you know, I have better luck and can help the client more if it's more of a one-on-one type thing.
Cool.
Yep.
Ready. Okay, so I would like to remind everybody that
you're definitely more than welcome to be calling in and listening. We have about 15 minutes of live on air. We have a total of 30 minutes left of the show. We are going to actually be going into the reading process of this right now. We have actually last week had started taking and accepting postings on Facebook through a special link, and you were to submit your name, your sign, your location, and your one question with a picture. So we are going to go ahead and go right into that. Kristen, would you like me to read the question for you live on the air, or would you like to go ahead and read it live on the air and then go ahead and answer the question?
That doesn't matter to me. I mean, do you want to pick a certain person? I'm on the webpage for the event on Facebook, and I've downloaded the actual photograph. So, you know, if you want to pick the person, you know, you could tell me the name, and I can click on the photograph. And if you'd like to read the question, that's cool with me. I've got someone's name that, you know, that's good. I don't need their sign. I don't need their location. You know, a name and a question, that works for me.
Okay, so I'm actually, I had to reopen my Facebook. All right, so I'm on the question page right now, and we are going to go ahead and go down to Brandon Wagner, Capricorn. His question is, happiness, I once had it, now I don't. Where did it go, and what do I do to get it back?
Okay. Well, I've got Brandon up here. I think Brandon, I think when he, this has to do with possibly a relationship with another person, that he found a lot of happiness and that may have fizzled out. And in doing so, you know, what he considered happiness may have left with the fizzling out of the relationship with the other person. I also feel like he is currently taking some classes, but he feels a little bit lost at the moment. Him interacting with other people and being just social with other people, I feel like he really does enjoy that. He just has that energy about him that will help him find the happiness that he does feel like he lost. So, you know, don't be so hard on himself. Don't think about, pardon me, what he lost. Excuse me. You know, just enjoy day-to-day and the socializing with just the other people that he does come in contact, because I, you know, I see him making other people smile, and they do enjoy, you know, the contact that they have with him.
Yeah. Very good. And that's the best way for him to get back that happiness that he felt he had?
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't need to really push himself and try really hard to get it back. You know, if you're doing that, that can block a lot of things. Just enjoy, you know, where you are, the things that you're doing, the happiness that you can bring to others, and that will help him find happiness within himself.
Okay. We're moving on to the next person, and that is Bo Salinas, Sagittarius. Will my family and I go to the South Padre Islands this summer?
Okay, let's pop him up here. Yes, I feel like that will happen in the late summer.
Okay.
And I've read him before, I don't know what else I could say about him. He's a good guy. He's a good stand-up family guy, genuine. But, yeah, I feel like that vacation is going to happen in the late summer.
Okay. Moving on to the next person. If I say this name wrong, I'm very sorry, but I believe it's Lene Heartless, Sagittarius, Texas. Will the issues that recently cropped up be resolved, or will they get worse?
Okay. I feel like that, what she is talking about, more than likely has to do with some financial issues, possibly some job-related issues, but I think it's more financial. What I'm getting is that things are going to get a little more rough before they get better. It's not going to be completely devastating, but I don't feel like it's going to be pleasant for a while. But she will get through this. You know, she will come out on the other side. But I do feel like things are going to get a little more difficult before they do get better.
Okay. The next person is Elizabeth Romero, Scorpio.
Okay.
What is going to happen with my job?
What is going to happen with her job? It feels like she's scared to death she's going to lose it. Or that it, she, I think she feels like it's going to be like phased out or just maybe not phased out, but just, you know, like maybe the position is going to be dissolved type thing. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. It feels like that's what she's feeling herself. I'm seeing her in some kind of medical, some sort of medical profession. I'm seeing her in scrubs. I don't know, you know, if she's a CNA or exactly what she does, but that's the environment that I'm seeing her in. I don't think that anything drastic is going to happen with her job. I'm not quite sure why she's concerned, you know, so concerned with this. And that fear is there, but I don't feel like anything drastic is going to happen. I don't think that she's going to lose the job or it's going to be dissolved or anything like that. I'm not quite sure, like I said, where that's coming from. Are you guys getting a hit on that?
For me, when it comes to Elizabeth, what I'm seeing for her is that she has a lot of stuff on her plate at this time, that it's just, mm-hmm. it's more than work, it's more than, it's just a climax, I can't even call it a climax, it's like literally that everything's peaking on her all at once and coming at her in
right.
different directions, and
okay.
I feel like right now, kind of like the job is like the easiest thing to freak out about because that's the only thing she
oh,
can control right
that
now.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That makes sense because the cards I pulled, I'm like, none of these are relating to a job.
Yeah, that makes total
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like the whole kind of situation mm-hmm. where, you know, when life is going bad, you find the easiest problem and make that be the biggest
right.
problem. Therefore, you control
right.
the outcome or the fallout.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm getting
sense.
Is, yeah, from my aspect of things, I'm really getting that she needs to, like, take a step back from the situations, everything around
yeah.
her. I don't say eternalize, but basically find a way to feed her energy, meaning go back to your element. She's a Scorpio, so she's going to want to connect with water herself. And just find a way to meditate and find that happy place and
just
find
chill.
What really makes her
yeah.
happy. Because right now the problem is not really the job. The problem is everything else that's going on in her life.
That makes total
okay.
sense as to why I couldn't figure out why the job, you know, I don't see it. Anything horrible happening with the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
We did have one more question. It was technically a sample question. And it was actually
sample
a question posted
my
by me.
You want that question answered.
the question was, I know. when will I own a home? When will Ruby Salinas own a home?
Okay, now
long,
how does 2017, how does that work for you?
It's not exactly. Well, it's not exactly what I was hoping for, but I have, you know, it's what's coming, right? So
that's what I'm thinking. Spring, maybe April 2017. Cassandra, are you seeing anything? You know, are you getting something different, the same thing?
Let's see. I'm picking up on a spring. My my numbers tend to not go that far, but I'm definitely picking up on spring. Let me take a look, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's telling me that you're not supposed to give up hope. Do not give up hope, Ruby.
Yep.
Keep your expectations positive.
Okay, no problem.
And it feels like it's taking forever, but it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No, it is definitely one of those processes. And this is just to kind of put out there for other people to understand. I on a regular basis, do get the question, well, if you're psychic or if you're a tarot reader, how come you don't read yourself? Or how come you just can't tell yourself
the
information?
You can be too close that you don't get the right information. If you're too close to something or if it's about you, yeah.
Well, one of my best ways to explain to people about the situation in regards to that is I don't read myself because I see what I want to see.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
if I really want that car, I'm going to see myself getting that car. Like, I'm going to see myself putting myself getting into that car, and then I'm going to have so much devastation because I didn't really see what I really needed to see. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is a good example for people listening out there that, you know, intuition and ability, this is why we don't go buy lottery tickets, you know? This is why we don't win the
lottery. Because I just don't win anything. But yeah, if you're too close to the situation, even like my kids or whatever, if it's too close, then I don't feel comfortable reading because, you know, I may be biased. You know, the information may not come through as clearly as it would be for somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we have about 2 minutes and like 45 seconds left of the show. We don't have any callers that called in tonight, but that's okay because you know what? We're going to be having the show in archives, and this gives people an opportunity to basically listen to how the show went, really listening to about what you do and how you do it and the kind of person that you are and everything like that. And kind of like some people are into having gallery readings, and just some people like that personal touch of that one-on-one experience with a psychic. And that's what you offer here. And so this
I prefer.
Exactly. So, like, I want to give everybody an opportunity to, you know, can you run your website by for them again?
Yeah, it's www.kristenleona.com. And there are several different pages within my website. You know, you can learn about me. You can click on different links to see, you know, like my certification with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, one of the books that I'm in, you know, older radio shows, links to those. There's a link in there for, you know, if you want to book a session with me. There's just all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Would it be
cheating to post a picture right now for myself?
Go ahead. Do we have time to do it?
Yeah, we have time. We'll be going into archives, and that's okay. So here we go. I just got to pull it up right now. I love it. All right, we have. Can you see Cassandra's picture?
I will refresh the page. Did you put it on the event page?
Yes, on the event page.
It is on the event page. It was just posted, and the question actually is, Cassandra Gemini, when will I own a home? But I love her picture.
God, do you remember that picture that Emma posted of me? That was a scream.
Well, it's funny because Cassandra managed to bring her favorite topic into the show tonight.
I have to.
So for those of,
it's a rule.
I am still not seeing it. Good Lord.
So for those of you who are listening via phone and not actually on the internet right now, Cassandra's picture is a picture of her as a mermaid or as her alter persona.
Yes. That is so funny. Oh, my God.
It's mermaid feeling.
Okay, there's the event. Let's see if I can see it. Pictures of them as a mermaid. That's awesome.
So what, I'm going to let you pull up the picture and really get a chance to focus on that and meditate for a second.
Oh, my God.
One,
yes, found it. That's
so
awesome.
I want to remind everybody, our website is www.nopr.info. Please visit the website. Click on Kristen's picture. It will take you directly to her website. You can check her out. Click on Cassandra's picture. Click on my picture. You can check out any psychic that's on the page, any past psychics that have been on, or present psychics, or whatever. So, once again, visit us at www.nopr.info. And I'm going to give the microphone back to you, Kristen.
Okay. This picture is awesome. It is Cassandra on a beach, dressed as a mermaid. This is awesome. When will I own a home? I feel like that will be even further out than Ruby owning a home. Again, that's probably not what you wanted to hear. I'm seeing apartment living for a while for you. Do you have any other questions?
Could you give me a ballpark as to where it would be?
Where it would be? Okay, I don't know if this means anything to you, and I have no idea why. It just popped into my head, but does New Hampshire mean anything to you?
No.
No, because I was thinking someplace on the East Coast, and then New Hampshire popped in. So I don't know if that's a job transfer or what that is, but that is what just popped in.
That's very intriguing.
Yes, and I do feel like that's even further out. Yeah.
Definitely keep us posted on that, Kristen. I hope you enjoyed your time being on the show this evening, and I hope that we can get you to come back again. And we'd like to thank you on behalf of everybody you read for tonight. Thank you so much for the insights and the questions and giving us your time to interview. And
thank you for having me. It was nice.
Oh, no, of course. Anytime you want to come back, please feel free to send us a message, and we'll have you back on the show like that, okay?
Will do.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So once again, everybody, you have a good evening. Cassandra, it was nice seeing you again. Kristen, it was nice seeing you again. Everybody have a good night.
Thank you. It was nice being on. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.